Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Soul Diving Sunday Show featuring transformational life coach Shelly Wizen and your hosts Lisa and Nancy. All right, so it is December, the last month of the year, and it is time to talk about, you know, what are we doing next year? How was this year, 2023? And of course, we've got Shelly Wizen here. You know, Shelly is a transformational life coach and also an author, and she is the ultimate soul diving diva. I was going to say diva, but she's a guide. She has no diva qualities on that, you know, no temperament. Yeah, diva does have that temperamental sound to it, right?
It does, yeah.
But no, you're not a diva, but you are awesome. And everyone, go to ShellyWizen.com to learn more about Shelly. But Shelly, looking back on the year, we could go, hey, was I a diva? I know some really nice divas, though, like Linda Sampson. She's a good diva. But yeah, we could look back on our life. Do you look at, when we reflect on 2023, and you've got a great article up on BlendRadio and TV.com. Everyone, the links are in the show notes, no matter where you're listening. When you look back, do you look at the uh-uhs, like the mistakes, or do you kind of look at them as challenges?
Yeah, I look at them as challenges. I've grown to learn to look at them as challenges instead of uh-ohs and failures and stuff. And maybe I failed at something or something failed, but it didn't mean that I was a failure. It just means whatever I did didn't happen to work in the way I wanted it to or anticipated it to. So my sense is it's important for us to look at all things about ourselves, and celebrate. I don't even think we celebrate our milestones as much as we could, because sometimes we take them for granted. I remember taking a course, and it was a physical outward bound type of course where you did all these physical things to conquer your fear. And there was one particular physical course where we had to hike up a mountain that had five peaks to it, very high mountain with bricks, wood, and water on our backs. And I barely made it to the first peak. And my partner, they partnered us up. I said, just go ahead without me. I was dehydrated. My energy, I mean, I just did not think I could make it. Well, he said, no, I'm going to stay with you, and I'm going to carry the bricks, some of the bricks and the water and the wood, so you don't have to carry them. And we got up the mountain. Would you believe I made the five peaks, got up to the top? And the reason I'm telling you this story is because I did not celebrate myself when I got to the top.
Oh.
I did not celebrate myself because everybody else had already gone down the mountain. And I was the one who was almost the last person to get up to the top of the mountain. And I felt like I was supposed to do it, like everybody else did it. So when I got up, I said, good, okay, you did it. Now it's time to go back down and get through the finish line. And that I almost didn't even celebrate getting through the finish line because I had a high expectation that I was supposed to finish like everybody else. And so it's really important to give ourselves, and I learned this, to celebrate the milestones, to celebrate the little things, to celebrate the things I did do, whether they were big or they were small, so that the accomplishment deserves a recognition. Because we then seek a recognition and a validation and an acknowledgement from outside of us. And when we do that, we get disappointed if we're not given that.
Well, so, I want to go back with that because it's so interesting about the hiking part, right? Is a great story of that, because it's hard. And when you're physically done and you feel the pain the next morning, you should be proud of that pain. Almost like, I pushed myself, you know? When we met John DeGrazio, is a friend of ours in Yosemite area, and he takes people out, and his company, he's a tour guide, like a hiking guide. And photographers go with him, and he shows them the best spots of Yosemite, and he helps people go up Half Dome and stuff. And I remember, we said to him, "Well, Nancy and I like our champagne hikes, And he's like, "I'm all for it." And he said, "This is the thing." He says he watches people go on these incredible hikes that really push them. And at the top, they get out a granola bar. He's like, "What the hell are you doing? You just did this, this, this. You should, if you had pizza last night, bring the, because it's not gonna, you're going up. You're not going down in the heat. You bring the pizza, you bring whatever." And he's like, "If you want to bring your champagne, good luck with that, but because it gets heavy." But he goes, "That's, you're supposed to celebrate that part." And that's what Nancy and I did. We were just talking about this. We were just in Tucson, reconnecting with friends and family, and friends who are family, I should say. And one of our friends is hi our one of our hiking buddies, and we've all gotten lost together. We've had to do weird things on a hiking trail that you wouldn't imagine. And we've also had, "Let's just go around the Cienega and then sit down and have a champagne and talk with the birds all hanging around us." There's something about just actual, and there's achievements, but the fact is, does this not go back to our conversation of gratitude of last month, November? Because you should be grateful you even got to walk in a way.
Exactly. I know. And so, I mean, my reward, my badge of honor for that experience was losing three toenails on the way down because my shoes kept hitting my toes.
Oh, wow.
And it
Wow.
was a big, big mountain. So,
I'm
but yeah.
giving you a bottle of champagne right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so when we do appreciate and review our milestones, our accomplishments of things that we did, then we can see the value of being feeling grateful for A, being able to do it, and B, being able to celebrate so that we can build on the feeling of celebration so that it gives us that fuel to drive forward, to go to take make an effort in what we're doing, that it's the effort that gets to be rewarded. It's not even sometimes the end result, it's the effort that we put into something. And I think that the more in which we do that for ourselves, the less we rely on the outside world to give that to us, and the more fulfilled we are within our own self, giving ourself that validation and acknowledgement and praise. I mean, it's so easy to put ourselves down.
But you
God.
also were trusted in your partner, and your partner did not give up on you. And that's a huge lesson too,
That was a huge
because
lesson.
there's no accomplishments in life without somebody else helping you.
Yes,
It's a
so
hard
true.
thing, and I battle with that too. It's like, "Oh, I can do it. I can do it." No, you can't. You can't do all of it. Yeah, and so I think it's important to look back at those who are your true team members. In your life, sometimes they come in and out, just like friends. You meet people there, they say they're here for a season, and they flitter out, and they're just, everybody's supposed to be somewhere at some point in your life. It just is the way it is. So the fact that you didn't give up and accepted help and teamed up as a partnership, and that is pretty amazing. That should be acknowledged.
Yes, and I was so grateful to him. I was so grateful to him. I couldn't even believe he was going to do that. I just couldn't believe he was going to do that for me. And it's, I felt honored, and I felt, I just, I mean, he was amazing. He was just amazing and helped me get through that. And
That is awesome.
yeah, so even being grateful for the people that help you get to the milestones that you get to, and the successes, we don't do it alone, never, ever. And that's such a wonderful way of reminding ourselves to be grateful for all the people in our life, in all the areas in our life, our family, our friends, And sometimes we take that for granted, even. We
Oh.
take it for granted and we take people for granted. I know right
Right.
now, as
And
we're talking about it, I can think of so many people I'm taking for granted that I'm not going to take for granted right now, that I have
see,
been.
yeah, I think we, well, we're not perfect, right? You always say
Right.
we're humans. And it was so funny. We just recently recorded an interview, and with a lady that's in human resources, and she started talking about, we're human. That's
Right.
why we need people like me. And I'm like, that's why we need people like Shelley, because
Yeah.
we navigate this, and you think you're really, you know, it's so funny because sometimes you think you're really nailing it.
Yeah.
And then you'll find out, oh man, I was completely 100% not because of
Right.
this. And
Right.
then you can really spiral if you allow yourself to
Yeah.
spiral. But you really should, you've got to learn quickly. Smell the stinky, then pick up the poop and
That's
dispose.
right. That's right. Yeah. My friend who channels Merlin, she calls it stinky thinky. And we do have that sometimes, you know? So even when we go back and look at the challenges that we might have had, you know, when we reflect on them and not judge ourselves or batter ourselves or, you know, crucify ourselves or nail ourselves to the cross, which is for some reason so easy to do. I think that we are the most unkind to ourselves than anybody else sometimes. But each one of those challenges had some kind of lesson. I know when I was out of alignment or when I did something that didn't feel right or hurt somebody's feelings, I mean, I need to always look at myself and own up and fess up to what I did. How did I mess up? And what did I learn from that, you know? But instead of bringing myself down to the ground with a big mallet on the top of my head, feeling like I'm a failure in life, to keep it in perspective and go, you know what? I can improve here and I can improve there. And look what I did overcome. And I did fess up when I messed up and apologized when I needed to. And what did I gain from that experience? And how do I use that in my next experience so that it fuels again the success of my life instead of the quote failure of my life? And
Oh,
when
I
did
like
you think,
this. I
what?
like this thought about, you know, fessing up and making amends, because like going into a new year always feels like a fresh slate. But if you bring the stinkies from the past year into the new year, that's a, it's like, here's your cat box, you know. Are you gonna bring, you're gonna
Yeah.
shovel?
Oh, that's a visual.
I know. I mean, you know that we pet sit, right? Like when you start having, you know, Nancy's sitting here shaking her head. She's like,
Yes.
what are you both talking about?
Right,
Shapoopies here.
right.
But do you want a clean cat box, or do you want to bring the stuff over,
Right,
or do you
right.
make amends? So maybe part of the moving forward is to hug the duty.
Yeah.
Nancy's shaking her head again.
That's funny.
Yeah,
Well,
but we do have
yes.
to be
Go ahead.
honest with ourselves. So
Yes.
maybe, you know, I think about like an AA, you know, I've had many friends go through that, and they contact everybody as part of that,
Yeah.
you know, the 12
And
steps
make
and
amends. Yeah.
make amends. And it's a
Yeah.
very short, sweet thing. And the other person, as the other person on the other side, you want to go, yeah, but da 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 da. And that's not what it's about. It's about
Right.
them. It's like closure. It's like an open, closed, very quick thing. You don't need to go on and on and on and on. And I've learned that, and it's very hard because I just want everything to be perfect, and it apparently
Yes,
is not,
yes,
it's not
yes.
working.
Yes. Well, after all, we are human. So we're going to have all those different foibles, and I love that word foible.
That's a
And
good word.
you know, it sounds funny, and when we can accept our foibles, our imperfections, then I think that the first person we can ask to forgive is ourself, being so hard and mean and cruel and impatient and unkind. And so we can
Yeah.
learn from those kinds of experiences And then when we do set new goals or set new aspirations to help them come out, we can look at what we have accomplished and build the confidence to accomplish other things in life. And when we take the time to evaluate where we are, we can then identify areas we still want to grow and improve. And then we can set realistic and achievable goals that align to our values and our aspirations, so that we're stay in alignment with being true to ourselves for the highest and greatest good of all concerned. And then we can create a roadmap. I know I have a new partner and we're reinventing some things, and so we're setting some new goals and new objectives and going to come up with a roadmap for ourselves so that we can at least increase our chances of success, you know,
but I like that.
Dream it up.
Well, I want to ask, you know, as being a transformational life coach, how much is moving people past blocks that are self-inflicted blockages of not celebrating your success, and instead of pushing yourself up, kind of pushing like, you know, you know what I mean? That,
like, yeah.
I sound like a cat, like watching a bird. You know what I mean? But the truth is that we are our worst critic, but we do need to have those things there, because it's about being honest. Okay, well, all right, you messed us up, and how do you fix it? Or, because we're not perfect. It's just period. That's it.
Right.
No way. But how much of, you know, as a coach, are you seeing of it being people just holding on to crap, carrying the suitcases everywhere they go, and half of the suitcases could be really real stuff that has happened, and then the other half of the luggage being, I made my own luggage and I'm still carrying it around because I am.
Well, I think that it's both. And do you ever watch the Netflix show called Queer Eye?
Oh, years ago. Yeah. Like before it was Netflix.
I don't know. Lately, yeah. I've been binging on that.
Cool. And I love it.
Love it so much, because one of the, I've forgotten what his name was, but Kamara or something like that. Anyway, he had this fellow who used to be an ex-football player. He brought him out to the football field, and he owned a new gym, and he brought some of his weights with him to the football field, and he had them tie the weights onto his body and to walk across the field. And he said, and he used one weight, and he said, this weight is your past trauma that you experienced when you were in the service, and whatever, whatever. Mm. So, he specifically said things that he had shared with him that he was holding on to or that was bothering him. And he had him wear these weights on his body and walk or even attempt to run. And he could hardly run, and he symbolized every single weight with an experience that this a limitation that this person was imposing upon himself. And so when they talked it through and he finally started taking the weights off of this fellow, he said, how do you feel now? He said, I feel so light. I feel so light. So what happens is when we impose the heaviness of these experiences or limitations that we've put upon ourselves, we feel heavy. And so when we let them go, when we let ourselves take a step forward and let something else go and then replace it with a new dream, a new vision, something that fills us with light. Because visions of love and stuff like that are all light-hearted. They're light-bearing. The frequency of the thought is higher than the frequency of the thought of judgment and guilt and shame and all of those. Those are very heavy, low-frequency vibrations that those thoughts carry. So when we allow ourselves to let go of those things and then start taking steps towards what we want instead of away from what we don't want. And that is such an important differentiation for motivation. When we walk towards something we want, our face is headed towards the future. When we walk away from something we don't want heading into the future, our face is towards the past.
Yeah,
so
that's
we're
true.
Walking into our future backwards.
Yeah.
With our focus on the past. So we want to build on our strengths. And we want to reflect on our accomplishments so that we can use them for our future. We want to take note of what skills we do have, what qualities we do have, so that we can take those into the future.
So as we do this, so we can write a positive list and things that can be worked on too. Like we know, okay, we recognize we're not quite good here, but use it as a learning opportunity.
Right.
So this is, we're going back into that brain chemistry.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So it's about turning switches on and off. Right now we're in the holiday season. People are turning on Christmas lights and trees and all that kind of stuff, tree lights and all of that. And it is kind of interesting. We, you know, as we record this, we're in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and Ant and I, finally, this was kind of a bucket. It not kind of, you know, we've been to Natchitoches many, many times, and it's the oldest settlement in the Louisiana Purchase.
Wow.
And the oldest city in the state of Louisiana. It's small, about 20,000 within the city and 40,000 within the parish. And they have what's Cane River Lake, which used to be the Red River before there was a log jam years ago. It's very the history, the nature, the people, Cajun Creole, every, I mean, this is a major cultural blend of people that get along and have a good time. And their Christmas celebration of lights started when the light bulb was invented. And some dude is like, dude, we have light bulbs. Let's light this stuff up. You know, let's get lit. And they've been doing it for 97 years.
Wow.
And so we were there to film it. They do fireworks on the first night, and it's a celebration all the way to Epiphany.
Wow.
And so we're standing there, and they do the big turn on the lights. And when you talk about a brain switch, and this is why I'm talking about Natchitoches with this, because you can be prepared for it all you want. They're turning on 300,000 lights, Christmas lights, along the downtown and along the riverfront. And it's 300,000 lights, 100 set pieces.
Wow.
Christmas tree, fireworks, all happen at once.
Oh, wow.
So you could, I mean, I remember Nancy and I standing there, we're like, okay, can we turn it on now? Come on, get on with it. Get on with it. Our feet are hurting now because we're waiting, right? So, you know, that's the negative side, right? And you know there's positive, but while you're in the negative stuff, you're like, eh. When they turned it on, the negativity 100% vanished from your body. The pain of your feet, whatever, gone. This is incredible. So it's kind of like the negative to the positive, though there's nothing negative here. We love it here. But this amazing, it was just like when you see it, when we talk about turning on a light, that was it. And I was like, wow, this is really some positive stuff. And you see the joy, because we always talk about this, about change being the hardest thing, but this was a change. And you watch people's faces light up and all ages just be mesmerized, like, yeah, this is positive light. And that's what happens to us when we change our brain.
Right.
To the positive.
Right.
It's that magical, like, envision the ultimate Christmas party, no matter what your belief system is, your religion or anything. Lights, fireworks, you know, just that is it. I mean, they used to use fireworks in movies for naughty Nunu stuff, you know, because it felt good. So I kind of envision that about, like, okay, let's build our firework display or our light.
Right.
How are we going to get, let's get lit in a positive way. Let's put it that way.
Lit in a positive way. I love that. Let's get lit.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean,
everybody has their own way, but
that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Getting like, It's positive, and don't fear the change if you go in with it, with that mindset. You know, it's so cool to embrace change and then go for it. No matter what comes at you, already have that mindset. So how do we change our mindset to do that? What is the one thing we can do going into the new year? Write lists. What's the best thing you think we should do to get lit for 2024?
I love that.
That's my saying for 2024. Get
I
lit.
think it's become mine too. Well, my sense is that gratitude is going to lead the way. And I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about how we felt in our lives. And, you know, I have grandchildren and she has grandchildren, and we have families that are beautiful. And, you know, we feel so blessed. And to me, one of the things that I know I want to go out of my life with in my last breath is to feel blessed. To me, that's the ultimate. I mean, what if you could identify a feeling or what you would want to feel and experience in the last breath of your life, what would that be? And when we look at that and we think about the gratitude, or we feel grateful. You know, gratitude is a thing, but the feeling is feeling grateful. Feeling grateful. Gratitude is the label that we place on the feeling. And so when we're able to shift our mind and rewire our brain in such a way where we actually focus on feeling grateful for the different things in our life and feeling blessed just to be alive. And that's not the easiest thing to say for people who are suffering, right? Because people who are suffering are very sick and they don't always look at feel grateful or feel blessed. But, you know, the human experience is a wondrous, mysterious thing. And we have but one of them in this incarnation, whoever we are. I don't know about all the other realms. And I mean, I have an inkling about some things, but I don't really know for sure it being in this body of mine right now. But my sense is that when we can identify the areas that we feel grateful for in our lives, that we feel blessed for in our lives, it softens our way. And I think it plays a significant role in our personal growth and our sense of happiness. Because when we reflect on our accomplishments and express the gratitude for even opportunities that we have, or the support like we talked about before, or the resources that are available, you know, all of those things contribute to what we consider, quote, success. Now, that could be emotional success, mental success, physical success, financial success. You know, what is that definition of success? It's different for each person
And for each part of your life.
and each part of our life. Exactly. So, nearing the end of 2023, what does that add up to? 20, 2023 is 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'd have to
That's a
look
good number.
that card up. Yeah,
Prime.
seven in the tarot, what that card is. But 2023, looking back on it and looking back on all the things that we personally accomplished, or and who we loved, how did we love, what kind of success as a human being were we in 2023? Were we right on? Did we make amends to the people that we needed to? I mean, I you know, we all can be better. We can be better at all of that. But when we look back on our accomplishments and we set goals for the upcoming year, it's a powerful practice so that we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater or throw out experiences that we had that weren't as beautiful as some experiences, you know.
I think that's important that you bring that up, and I do want to address something because obviously the world is crazy right now, right? We all know that. The world is just up and down, and There's things affecting all of us in so many ways that are, not neg not positive. They're hurtful. There's grief. There's all kinds of things happening. There's political drama in families. There's all kinds of stuff, right? And sometimes when you go through something that could be affected by what's going on in the world, right? And you could be giving all your passion towards that, and maybe it's because you have family members, maybe you have family in Ukraine or Israel or Palestine, everywhere, right? All of that kind of stuff. None of that's positive, right? It's hurtful, it's sad. And then you've got the political divides in not just this country. Go look around the world. The reality is that stuff is happening, but you also have to look at your survival, but don't just survive. You still, as all of this is going, there's a way, we've got to balance it out. It doesn't mean you don't care if you go for still having a good life, but it also doesn't mean, hey, here's your head in the sand card. You know what I mean? So can we achieve balance and still live our best life while things are basically crazy in the world? Because I feel like if we don't take care of ourselves and be as strong as we possibly can, how are we going to help anybody else?
That's the point right there. And I know, when things happen in the world, and I get being an empath, I can feel so many things that are happening in the world. And then I, in moments I'll start to internalize and feel so badly about what's happening that I'll just cry. And I could cry for days. I could cry for years if I let myself feel the pain of everything. But how am I going to be able to help anybody in that place? So it's up to me to look at the pain, feel the pain, not discard it or disregard it or, shove it off as nothing, but to allow myself to feel it and then find ways to feel better, find ways to cope with this world and find ways to feel grateful and find things to be grateful for so that I can feel that blessing, because then I'm in a space of being able to hold the space for somebody else that's going through the same thing,
It's
help
almost
them
like
feel better.
survivor's guilt, right? In a weird way.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
That's a
and
really good
survivor's
way to
guilt
put it.
is it means you have compassion and care, but you can't let yourself go there. Like it's just like if you screwed up in something, you can't wallow in it for 10 years. Every time I screw up, I'm like, oh God, and then
I
Nancy's
know.
like, it kicks my ass, like literally. Like
Yeah.
you don't have time for that crap. Get off of it. But there's a reality there, and it's good to have people in your life that call reality to your face. Because you just can't, you can still make positive change. It's about finding what your best path is, because we're all strong in certain areas. And I've learned this lesson over and over, and I'm still learning it. Do what you're strong at, right? And if you want to help someone, do what you're strong at. Because if you try to do something you're not strong at, and you're gonna doesn't mean don't learn new things, because you'll find out that you're strong at something else. But don't try and recreate the wheel. I hate saying that, though, recreate the wheel when you've already got a tool in your pocket that you're good at, right? So sometimes it could be, yeah, you are the one who can write a check that's, really big for an organization that needs your help. Or maybe you're the person who knows how to get food to someone. Or, sometimes it's just those little things that can actually go really, really far. And I think we forget that with everything. It's the same thing as going back to the pebble to the milestone, right? We're right. We came full circle in this, but I just want, as we close this year off, to have that moving forward. You can do it. You can still care, but you can still take care of yourself.
And moving forward, I think that's a really good thing to remind us that we're moving forward. Moving forward. That's what emotions are. We have feelings in motion. we're moving forward, moving towards what we desire and what we want, and not away from what we don't want, because even that is not a big why to motivate us to keep going. So the why has to be, or gets to be, so big and so lovely and so meaningful to us personally that we wake up every morning knowing, oh, this is just what it looks like on the way, on the way to this vision, to this dream, to this incarnation of how I want to do these next chapters of my life. How I can help other people do the same.
In your article, you talk about, as this month, December, you know, opens up to us, to take time to reflect. And I think this is a good practice if we can get it down in December, the crazy month. You know, it's so funny, you know, we get ourselves crazy over celebration, right? And yet it's at the time of winter and we hibernate as well. It's like weird. I think celebrations are there to also to just get us out of the hibernation zone. Don't become the, you know, the hermit, unless you want to be one. That's, I get it. So you talk about reflecting. What are ways to get us to actually stop, even if it's for a few minutes? Because we're always on our phone and stuff. I kind of almost feel like just carve one bit of time out somehow. And what is an activity that we can do to get us to actually turn our monkey mind off and put on like that reflective cap?
Well, one thing you could do is you could turn on some nice music that's soothing, sit in your, in a chair in your living room and just look around your living room and appreciate every single thing that's in your house or in your living room, whatever your eyes put yourself upon. Just go, oh, I love that thing. You know, I walk by this room every day and I stopped looking at you, or you know, each item has a story. Maybe it's the stories of your life that come through the items that you have in your house. So you could just sit and reflect for a minute. It doesn't even have to take that long. Or sit and write for a minute different things that you appreciate about 2023. What were the outstanding experiences that you had? What were those accomplishments? What were some of the learnings that you had? I mean, you could take a whole 5 minutes and do that. It doesn't really take that long to start. Once you start, you might not want to stop for a little bit of time. You know,
writing, it feels good.
Yeah, it feels good, and it's cathartic, and it's a kinesthetic way of getting your thoughts out into your body. And then, and if we're holding on to some thoughts that make us feel bad, then we might want to take a look at, you know, how can we change that thought? What would we prefer to think rather than that thought? Because thoughts are like clouds. They're just airy. We're the ones who put meaning on them and we make them concrete, you know, but really thoughts just go through the air. They're not even, you can't see them, but you certainly can feel the effects of them, just like the wind.
It's like COVID.
The air.
You can't see it, but it's going to get you if you don't.
It's going to get you.
That's terrible. But do you know what I mean? But it's true. I mean, I think that's the hardest thing is when you can't see something, we have a hard time getting it as human beings. We want it. We want that evidence in our face, you know, belief and faith in something. Those are the two hardest things. Yet look at, you know, mass religion, right? Across the country, around the world, there's so many beliefs and faiths and religion. And I go, okay, well, if you can do that, believe in yourself too. You know, it's a hard thing. Oh, and I want to say on the gratitude, it's so cool to see you in the gratitude club on Facebook. That is so cool.
Thank you for introducing that to me.
That
I
is cool,
that.
Isn't it? Kind of, it's like, it's so nice to see people post, and I forget sometimes and everything and get busy. And then I go, oh, just go do it.
Right.
You know,
right.
And it does feel, does it not make you just stop for those 5 seconds to write five things that you're grateful for the day?
Yes, thank you for introducing that to me. I really enjoy going there, and I enjoy posting and reading what other people say. It's just lovely. Just lovely. Yeah.
It does turn around when you are going through stuff to go to the gratitude section versus the pity party section of life. So in this, I think we have to look at what we're grateful for, but be realistic of the caca out there.
Chris.
Can you have a plan, like when you're talking about reflecting and moving forward, like you're saying, I love the moving forward. Because if you wallow, you're gonna wallow, and that's when a snake's gonna bite your butt in the water, right? To move forward, can you have a plan of attack for, I don't even like the word plan of attack, but yeah, plan of dealing with whatever is going on in a negative side? Like, so maybe it's the world problems, maybe, and because there's so many, and everyone's got their own thing. Or maybe it's a personal thing or a business thing, or you're at work, maybe have a really bad boss, and you're like, you're gonna have to deal with it. You can't keep calling your friend and whining about the same thing after they've given you the same piece of advice 10 times. So when you have the doo-doo stuff, to make a undo-do the doo-doo plan. Because I think we get stuck in it out of comfort, and I want that light switch of fireworks and fun to happen for people. But when you write all these positives, does that not help us realize, oh, I got the qualities to make these changes in these ways? What can I do? What do
Well,
I have?
what you can do is A, acknowledge what you have, the qualities that you have. You could write down all the values that you value, write down all those values that you value, the qualities that you have, the skills that you have, the talents that you have. And what all of that does, that process starts to build and builds on the confidence layer of who you are as a human being. What kind of human being are you? You kind one, you a sweet, considerate one, you thoughtful one, funny one. I mean, and what kind of human being do you want to aspire to be if you're not those things? Are you currently impatient, or you snap? Or, I mean, I've had some clients talk about that they want to change their impatience because they're aware enough to see they're impatient with their partner. And they snap. So when they're aware of it, that means they can change it, because the first step is to be aware of what you do and who you are and what you say and the language you use. And when we become aware of that, then we have choice in the matter. So you have three steps: awareness, choice, and action to change anything. Those three things are ingredients to that formula. You be aware. You have a choice to replace what it is, that limiting belief that you identified, with a belief that you'd rather have, that you want to have, and then take action on that. So you're actually already taking action by replacing a limited belief with a new belief that you'd rather have. So there's a little action right there. And then how do you want to take that into the world? So there's different ways of doing that. And then you can write your goals. Write your goals for 2024. What kind of human being do you aspire to be in 2024? Where are the areas of improvement that you'd like to see? What would you like to see at the end of 2024, looking back on 2024? And bring yourself all there, already there, looking back, and then reverse engineer it to the beginning. How do you move into that? So I'm a big proponent of reverse engineering and using the NASA model. We got a man on the moon. How did we get him there?
I'm totally, that's how I got to travel, is reverse engineer my high schooling. You know, Nancy went on the road in South Africa with her artwork, selling her art and taking custom commissions and painting in public and raising funds for the Cancer Association. And the only way I could go and be on the road with her was I had to get the top grades. So I sat and took all my textbooks. I read a year in advance, and I created my own exams. And that's how I passed and was able to get the top grades to go on the road, is because I reverse engineered the schooling. And so I was like ahead. I didn't sleep very well because I was like into it. And now I'm like, because I was deconstructing to construct. It's really interesting to do that process. I didn't know I was doing it. didn't know it at the time what I was into, but I was like, oh, I see. If I do it this way, I'm really going to learn. And it was just a fascinating process. So I really agree with you on that. I do want to know, what are you happy about in 2023, and what are you excited about for 2024?
Well, I'm happy about 2023 that I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about working with others, and I'm excited about creating a new bond and a new relationship with my new partner in business to actually put some formulas together for what it is that I do, because I haven't really nailed it with a formula per se. And so to be able to put it into a duplicable, replicable system for people is very exciting to me. Yeah,
You're
very exciting.
growing, Miss
Yay!
Shelley. I'm in Louisiana, so you get to be Miss Shelley today.
Oh, yay! I like Michelle.
I,
Sweet. It's very sweet.
it is.
Yeah.
I love it. I
Yeah.
love it. I love that though, because we're always growing and learning, and you can't be
Yes,
it, you know.
yeah.
And if we're not,
Right.
we're so old and boring and basically dead
Exactly.
on the planet, taking up space, you know.
Right.
That sounds nice. It's
Right, exactly.
But it's the truth.
Yes.
Keep learning and keep growing and sharing. So, as
Yes.
always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Everyone, ShelleyWizen.com. She is
Thank
here
you.
every first Sunday, and we're excited for New Year's. Oh my gosh,
I know.
January is going to be fun. We're going to have
I
lots to
know.
talk about. I
Yeah.
love the article. Everyone, the article, Shelley's article. Check out the link in the show notes, but also go to blendradioandtv.com. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you too. Thank you so much. I wish you happy, happy Thanksgiving. Whatever you make, whatever you eat, whatever you do, may it just be filled with joy and laughter, which I know if it's up to you, it will be. Because both you and Nancy are just delightful human beings, and it's such a pleasure to always be with you, and thank you.
Thank you. You too. I want to eat your, you know, your pies and what you're making. And
Oh.
listen, I still think you should be making chocolate.
Maybe I'll throw that in there.
That chocolate cake.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Soul Diving Sunday Show featuring transformational life coach Shelley Wizen. Follow Shelley at ShelleyWizen.com. Follow us at BigBlendRadio.com.